Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
All three local schools, it's fair to say, all in different ways had disappointing seasons, some different degrees than others. But the goal for all three was the college football playoff, the expanded field. We legitimately thought, and I think most did, no matter which fan base you were part of, that your team had a path, had a case before the season. Like, you could realistically see them all getting in the college football playoff. And of course, the reality is none of them are heading to the college football playoff.
Crazy.
As I said, different degrees, right? MU still ends up with a 9-win season. Brady Cook's injury was a huge part of why they ultimately did not get to 10 wins. And if they got to 10 wins, they'd be in the conversation. I know there's some MU fans that believe if they would have beat South Carolina, they'd be in the college football playoff. I think they'd be in the conversation.
They'd be like in the first four out bubble conversation,
yeah,
with Clemson.
Like, they'd be right there on the fringe, needing a lot of help heading into conference title game weekend. But they were the closest to getting in still. K-State, it looked for a while like they had a great path to get to a Big 12 title game. They, of course, did not. They end up with an 8-win regular season in a bowl game. And then Kansas, we all know how the season went for them. Disastrous start. Then they went on a run beating ranked team after ranked team and then laid a complete egg in Baylor. And they will not go to a bowl game. They don't finish the season with 6 wins. They finish it with 5 wins. So in different degrees, as I said, but disappointing across the board for each one of the three locals.
Yeah, it's interesting because all of the seasons are disappointing. And I talked about this on the last 249 Miles of College Football podcast.
There
if you
go.
Haven't already, go check it out. Go subscribe. New episode coming out tomorrow. Disappointing seasons don't mean they're bad seasons. For Kansas, I think this is a bad season.
No, it is a bad season, absolutely.
If they would have made a bowl game and they would have won the bowl game, it's not a bad season. It's disappointing. But I think in fairness, they didn't make a bowl game, it's a bad season.
Yeah.
Kansas State, I think it's turned into a bad season, actually, more even so, including this past weekend, because now they're 8-4. This is a team that three weeks ago, still had a shot of, okay, they have a case of making it in. And they haven't been able, the wheels kind of just fell off for Kansas State. But I don't know, if you look at the way the season's ended, has not been good, but it's not a bad season, I don't think, for Kansas State. It's disappointing, it's not good, but I don't think it's bad. A bad season would have been not making a bowl game, or going 7-5, I think. Missouri, they can still go 10-3. Disappointing they didn't make the college football playoff, obviously. Disappointing, unlucky a little bit with the injuries. Maybe they have a better chance against Alabama, certainly, if Drew Pine or if Brady Cook is playing instead of Drew Pine. But say they win the bowl game and they go 10-3. It's not a bad season for Missouri. The last time they went back-to-back double-digit win seasons was 13-14, and that was technically, they haven't gone 10 years with having back-to-back 10-win seasons. So I think for them to do it, it's disappointing where they didn't make the playoff, but I don't think you can sit back and say it's a bad season for Missouri if they have 10 wins. I don't think you can do it. I understand why you might just categorize it as bad because they missed the playoff and it's disappointing. But I think there is a difference there with disappointing and it actually being a bad season.
Yeah, I hear you. I would say everything was set up for Missouri this year to get in.
The field expanded.
Yes. They had
the easiest
SEC schedule you can have in terms of the way the schedule is rotating around or whatever. This year was setting up perfectly. You had an established veteran quarterback. You had maybe the best receiver in the country, although it ended up not being the production this year. But I think he'll still be
first. They didn't feed him at all.
Luther Burden, who of course declared for the draft yesterday.
Enough.
He's going to be, I think, a top 10 pick. I know everybody's got their mock drafts out there. Some people have him much lower. I think he'll end up being a top 10 pick by the time the combine's done.
Matt Miller had him as 6 overall on his board, I think.
Mel Kiper had him like 19th or something. It's way too early for mock drafts, but I saw that floating around on social media. So Luther Burden, you had that kind of talent on your team and everything was shaping up to have a really, really special season. And they just didn't. I know you're excited tonight. The college football playoff rankings are coming out and everything like that, right? It's a Tuesday night.
I'm intrigued.
So that'll come out and we'll see for conference title game weekend. The only thing to follow up on the Ohio State Michigan convo from yesterday, not the flag planting stuff that we discussed, but the only downside with the expansion of the playoff, otherwise I love it, was that Ohio State-Michigan game, a year ago, that's an elimination game. Ohio State's done. They're done.
Out of the playoff.
They're out of the playoff. They're done. In the expanded playoff, really not a whole lot of harm done. Maybe it impacts if they're hosting a game or whatever, but like they're playing the Big Ten title game still, right?
No.
Or not, because they're not playing the Big Ten title game, they get a bye.
They're basically
already
locked into the playoff by not playing by the not Big playing. Ten title
Sorry,
game,
that's
actually. They're actually helped out by not being there.
So they're in the playoff no matter what. Versus in a year ago, if they would have lost, they'd be out. So that game meant less. That was the concern with expanding. Now, on the flip side, I can tell you there's a conference title game in like the Mountain West where Boise State, UNLV, the winner of that is getting in.
Yeah.
It's a win and you're in type of conference title game. So that time the conference title game actually means more. Mm-hmm. Maybe for the group of fives, the conference title games are actually going to mean something. But for power fives, the conference title games don't mean a whole lot.
So I think that
that's the downside.
I think it's almost like a case. You almost have to go case by case basis, which is unfortunate because to your point, Gold, if you really want to get nerdy with it, the path does change effectively for Ohio State, and it could factor in who they play. Like if they could host a game, they might have to go on the road, and then depending on where their seating is, they might have to their path might be tougher. That's like diving deep into the weeds and stuff like that. For your point about the conference title game, what I think is really interesting about like tonight will be interesting, but next weekend. When they do the final rankings.
Well, that's the only one that matters, yeah.
If Penn State's playing Oregon in the Big Ten title game. Penn State has just the one loss. But Ohio State, we know, has beat Penn State. If Penn State loses to Oregon.
Okay, very likely.
Say they lose by 10 points to Oregon. Is Penn State out? Two losses. Their two losses are to Oregon and Ohio State. Ohio State in that game, this is where the eye test, I think, is a bigger deal. Ohio State could have won that game by at least 14 points, but they messed around and the game was close late. If Oregon wins by 14 points, is Penn State out?
But Oregon's the number one team in the country. So are they going to dock you for losing to the number one team in the country? Who do you think gets in and over them?
Well, because so this is my point. If Penn State loses, they cannot be ranked above Ohio State. Because Ohio State beat them. Ohio State is not playing in a game this weekend. So if Ohio State's ranked 9, that means you're going to put Penn State at 10 or 11. All of a sudden, Penn State now is in the argument or in the conversation with South Carolina. They're in the conversation with Clemson. They're in the conversation with Miami because Miami's not in the ACC title game. They're in the conversation with Alabama and Ole Miss. Penn State doesn't have a good resume. Their best win is Illinois, I think. They haven't beaten anybody. So when you look at that's where Lane Kiffin had said, ironically, you might actually not want to be in your conference title game because it could actually hurts you more than help you. So I'm excited for this weekend because tomorrow I think it'll be interesting to see how things shake out. But Ohio State, to your point, almost saved by not being in the Big Ten title game. In a way, they've locked themselves in even amidst the loss to Michigan. But you're right in the fact that that's a game that's supposed to mean so much for the season, and it doesn't anymore in regards to the elimination from the playoff, because in a 4-team playoff, they'd be out. Alabama would be out. Georgia would be out.
Look, anytime there's
Clemson
any controversy with the college football playoff and everything, and we're deciding between teams, I will just always lean on the side that they're going to pick an SEC team over anybody. That's kind of where I'm at. So if you're going to debate an SEC team over a Big Ten team or a Big Ten team over an ACC team, I'm going to side that they're going to pick the SEC team.
Isn't it ironic that we expanded the playoff and we thought, okay, more teams are going to be included? What actually has happened this year, Gold, is because of the expanded playoff, Georgia's going to make it. Alabama's going to make it.
Yep.
Potentially. But Georgia's going to make it. Clemson could make it.
Yeah,
Ohio State's going to make it. Where we expand the playoff and we're like, oh, we get Boise State. We get Indiana. Mm-hmm. We get, I don't know, throw out whoever else you want. Tennessee in there. Mm-hmm. Amidst other teams. You're also tending like it wouldn't
well,
be that way the, if there
that's
were only
why the,
four.
That's which, the thing. The expanded
it's just
playoff.
Ironic.
The expanded playoff in it's going to get worse because the SEC and Big Ten are already trying to guarantee themselves. That's the next conversation. Is the SEC and Big Ten are trying to in the future guarantee themselves the ability to have locked in spots for their conferences. But that's already basically happening. Of course, by expanding the field, they were never going to give the Big 12 extra spots. Not that they deserve any this year. They weren't going to give the group of five extra spots. They're going to give them a spot. And that's what we're seeing. Yeah, of course, it was always good. It was going to provide more money for the big conferences in the SEC and the Big Ten, and that's what's playing out.
From the 816, if you consider yourself a good team, a playoff-worthy team, you should go undefeated in the Big 12 because that conference is garbage. The Big 12's been the second-best conference in college football this year, if you've been watching.
They just beat up on each other, though, man.
Yeah, the SEC did the same thing.
Cannibalized themselves.
The SEC did the same thing.